hello, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm going to try to be upbeat and chipper today. I'm going to give it my best shot. I was listening to Mr. Bellavia, and as often happens, can you hear it in my voice from yelling at the TV? Yeah, I thought so. Sorry about that. That should go away after a little while. But, you know, I think, unfortunately, we need to address the, short-term and long-terms of what is going on with the football team. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm not Chuck Dickerson. I'm not the coach, okay? I'm not Marv Levy. I'm not Mr. Analysis of X's and O's, not what I do. To me, football is a gladiator spectacle to be viewed as such. But this team just isn't that good this year. And unfortunately, that sound you heard at maybe 12 or so early this morning was kind of the sound of a window being closed and then another window being closed and then another window being I wish that I could come to you in a better frame of football mind. Now please understand I've said this before, so I can't go back on this now. To me, football is entertainment, but for the Western New York economy and for our reputation as a major metropolitan broadcast area, it is hugely important. Now, how many times have you heard me say, hey, in terms of public relations, the Buffalo Bills are... You cannot just shake a finger of disgust and say, is that really the best we can do in Western New York is a football team? It's a huge thing, ladies and gentlemen. I feel like I'm going over ground that we have covered previously, but there are so many places in the world. I almost said the United States, but there are so many places in the world that would practically commit murder to have a National Football League franchise located within their metropolitan area. Unfortunately, and I really wish I had the statistics to back me up, but I don't. But this is one of those it seems to me things, without making it the show topic today, but it seems to me as though something was just, I don't know how you say this, but just a lot of bit off. Okay, now, maybe, I had an idea, maybe it was the changing of the clocks, because remember when they went to the UK, the changing of the clocks became an issue? Oh, yeah, the other guys, they were there. They were used to the tempo. They were used to the rhythm, baby. But the Buffalo Bills, as usual, got the short end of the stick from the National Football League. Anyway, I hope that despite what took place yesterday, you're okay. You're hanging in there. You didn't bet too much money on it. And have you noticed, by the way, and I say this somewhat reluctantly, I do not, I want to emphasize this, I do not happen to believe this. So I only am going down this road in a very reluctant way, but I need to just spend a moment talking about it, because I know that there are people out there who legitimately feel this way, that with the, sports wagering, it's so hard to put this into words, but the idea of sports wagering affecting sporting events, it certainly is out there in the general public. And do you not know somebody who every time a play is called, a flag is thrown against our football team, they become very, very upset. Some of them even become apoplectic, which is not a good place to be. But there is, and it's funny because this only comes up when our teams are not doing well, but there is this sense out there, is it grounded in reality or is it not grounded in reality, that if things don't go your team's way, it's because of the billions of dollars that are riding on the gaming industry. Notice I did not say gambling industry. I said gaming industry, which, by the way, they made that very, very clear when they were doing the movie Casino all those years ago with Sharon Stone and Pesci and everybody else who's Frank Vincent in that movie. But anyway, it is Monday, and it is the day after a Buffalo Bills defeat. And I must confess, and again, I'm not exactly Mr. X's and O's. Now, Chuck Dickerson used to say something very, very helpful for people like your humble host. And that is that analysis paralysis is a real thing, that you can become so tied up in analyzing every nuance of every play that you never learn anything because you are basically, literally, paralyzed by analysis, and you can't move on. And I find that with the increasing incredible popularity of the sports gaming world, that people, it used to be one of those hidden conversations, and now I don't know if you found this to be true in your world, in your life. It seems like it's more openly talked about than it used to be. I hope I'm doing an okay job in communicating that to you, but I want to get back to that, I think, in a little bit here on WBEN. The phone numbers, by the way, on News Radio 930 WBEN, they have not changed. Oh, no, we have consistent phone numbers, and you know why? Because of Tanner Saunders. Would you agree, Tanner, that your consistency with the phone numbers and answering the phones is a huge part of the recipe for success of this program?
Yes.
Not to mention the fact that you speak way too much. Silence, silence, silence. Hey, seriously, though, I have a question for you that I need to ask you. There is, I think people might be aware of this, and you're familiar with exactly where this story is going, and I'm really embarrassed to bring it up because our boss, Tim Wenger, no doubt listening to this program, he already knows, because I've always said, you know what, it's better to come clean than it is to try to fake it. And don't read anything into what I just said. But it's better to come clean than it is to try to fake it. And Tanner, as a young man in his 20s, frankly, bursting at the seams with energy, you know what you are, Tanner? You are like the first bite of Juicy Fruit gum. That's how much energy you have in that studio, okay? You are Juicy Fruit gum bite and chew number one. Do you think there's anything wrong with comparing you to gum?
No, I can't say that anyone's ever compared me to gum before, but I don't have an issue with it.
Okay, the point being, Mr. Saunders, the point being that you are bursting with energy. I've never seen you tired, ever. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, I am an absolute tank, you could say.
Yes, you are. You're also in your early to mid-20s, which doesn't exactly hurt the cause, if you understand where I'm going with that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the changing of the clocks, not to be confused, And you know I have to make a Bob Dylan reference, not to be confused with the Changing of the Guards, a Bob Dylan song from the late 1970s. Does that affect you dramatically or not?
Not particularly. Like, I don't feel any more fatigued than normal.
Really? See, that's. I hope that we can have this conversation in, oh, I don't know, 200 years from now. That might work out very, very well. But, you know, I've talked with Tim Wenger about this before, and I'll bring it up to the nice people who are listening to us today for further exploration. But usually what happens, and Tim can back me up on this. See, what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to recruit Tim onto my side because he's aware of where this story is going to go. And how I'm going to try to deal with my embarrassment over a certain situation as quickly as possible. So just to backtrack, we had a late start football game. Very important to acknowledge that. And we also had a situation where the result was not exactly what Buffalo Bills fans had wanted in that late night football game. But did you stay awake, Tanner, for every down, every play, every flag, etc.? Is that how you do football on TV?
Yes, sir. I stayed awake for every snap and then some. Usually most nights I don't go to bed till about 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m.
That's pretty remarkable, if you don't mind me saying this. But the thing that I have noticed, and this is historical. This does not apply to yesterday. And Tim Wenger, who is our boss, he knows this because we go through this every single year when we mess around with the clocks. Fall back, spring ahead. You know the whole drill by now. But the situation is we had kind of a gruesome football day yesterday. I think gruesome would be an appropriate word. Do you have any issue with that, Tanner? Or is that maybe taking over many liberties with the language?
No, I don't think so. It was definitely not pleasant to watch, so I'll agree with you there.
Yeah, you sound pretty... I don't think I've ever heard you sound depressed in your life, and yet today, I think yesterday got to you. I really do. But usually what happens is, in the fall, when we fall back and we gain an hour of sleep, I am raring to go the next morning. But if I told you what happened to me, not only yesterday, but today, Tanner, is it better to be honest with the people who are listening to this program in the hopes that some of them might relate? Or is it better to just keep it to myself?
I don't know. I think the truth shall set you free, they say. So.
The truth shall set you free. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, true story. And I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but here we go. So yesterday, I've got this little thing. And you have your pregame things, and I have my pregame things. So I went out to lunch yesterday, where I typically go on Sunday, except yesterday I went by myself. I decided that some alone time, probably not a bad idea. Well, I made a mistake, and you know what that mistake happened to have been? Closing the eyes. I closed the eyes, Tanner. And Tanner, may I tell you how incredibly embarrassing it is to close your eyes in public, and the next thing you know, somebody is actually grabbing your arm and shaking it to make sure that you are still amongst the living. Do you know what that is like, Tanner?
I can only imagine. I'm sitting here cringing a little bit just at the thought of that.
It is absolutely cringeworthy. Absolutely. I have no idea why it happened. It wasn't like I was sitting there drinking, you know, furiously at 11 o'clock in the morning. It certainly wasn't anything like that. But truth of the matter is, I'm going to start laughing hysterically. But yeah, I fell asleep. And what made it actually worse And this all ties into the late night football game, the Sunday night football and all that kind of stuff. But what makes it even worse is later on in the day during the Bills game, the exact same thing happened. Tanner, so do you promise you'll never tell anybody about my deepest, darkest secrets involving the NFL and sleep? Do you promise that I can trust you to keep these secrets as if you would a state secret?
Absolutely.
Good. Nobody else is going to hear this. Good. I'm delighted, actually, to hear that. But last night, I kid you not, same thing happened again. Now, I just, folks on WBEN, I need to be very upfront and honest with you because I think that is the only way to be. Because, as I always point out, at least once a week on this show, you and I, we have a relationship, okay? You might not think of it like that, but we have a relationship. And I'll be darned if on two occasions in public, and this is what gets me. If it was home, I wouldn't think twice about it. But it was in public. I literally closed my eyes. I think the Bills might have as well for about 3.5 hours yesterday. But I literally closed the eyes, and next thing I know, I'm kind of trying to laugh it off, saying, hey, I don't know who that fellow might have been who just posed in my body, who fell asleep, but it's all good. In fact, I only did it for giggles. Huh? That's a great line, by the way. I only did it for true story. I literally fell asleep. So right before the show, now, I have told you this before, and maybe you go through the same thing with what you do for a living. Maybe you don't, whatever. But I try to get an idea of what David is talking about, what the response is, because David looks so nice in uniform that I try to imagine every time he's telling us a story exactly what he's, whether he's wearing a dress uniform or something that's more practical or whatever. But I'm going to start laughing hysterically about this whole situation. So anyway, David said something which must have jarred me from my slumber during the last few minutes of his program. And just as Tom Puckett was going into the news, have you ever had, I think we all have had this happen to us, okay? Have you ever had a situation where it turns out that you're dreaming it, but it actually is a real, it seems like it is so real to you at the time it is happening. I had this horrible feeling that not only did I oversleep for today's show based on what had happened yesterday, but that I did it on more than one occasion. And I'm sorry, but there is a show topic in there, and I've got so many different ways that I can try to extract topic-worthy material out of that I will do so, absolutely, positively. But basically, one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is I want to thank you very much for last Friday's 5 o'clock hour, where we had... It was like having a bunch of friends over to my place, and you guys cracked me up with so many jokes. Just silly, call them stupid, I don't care, but silly and stupid jokes that were extremely embarrassing, not embarrassing, extremely humorous to your humble host. Just great stuff. And I can't tell you that we're going to do that every single week, because we're not. But when the opportunity presents itself to do fun shows like Friday joke show. We will do a Friday joke show when it is appropriate and never when it is not appropriate. But coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN, I want to talk to you a little bit about not so much our community depression over what we saw yesterday, but where in general do you see the team going? And I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that, but then we'll pick up and move on and get some other topics covered on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is, Bowerly, so nice to be with you on this. Well, it's an okay Monday, considering our shared trauma that we experienced on News Radio 930 WBEN. See what Tanner's doing here. He's going to play some Zeppelin. All right, good stuff. Welcome. Loves, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm trying to think if can you even say Seven Dwarves anymore? I'm not even sure you can. But I think we all know which one I'd be. But getting back to it, the changing of the clocks are... Are you sick? And I'm especially interested in those of you who are in the agricultural field, because as you know, there are certain professions, certain jobs for which I have a soft spot. For example, registered nurses and LPNs. You have no idea how much respect I have for what you do for a living. And furthermore, and we've talked about this before because a lot of people are not aware of this. Many times what happens in nursing school is that you get into nursing school and the washout rate is so high because people think, well, from the outside, people think, oh, well, there are so many nurses, it must be easy to become a nurse. It's not. It's one of the most difficult training programs that exists on this planet. You've got to learn so much in such a short period of time, and you have to basically know everything about everything in the world of health. So registered nurses, tremendous amount of just inner respect. Letter carriers, and I think letter carriers, you know, this also would be a great topic, but letter carriers, to me, are one of the last vestiges of human interaction upon which we can actually rely. We are becoming an increasingly depersonalized world, an increasingly mechanized world, and artificial intelligence. I'm still trying to get the other kind of intelligence down the right way. But the fact of the matter is, with all of our social media platforms, and I'm really not trying to be a Luddite, somebody who's going to go and smash machines because they're putting people out of work, but I do have legitimate concerns, I think they are anyway, about the increasing dehumanization of human beings. And letter carriers, to me, are like another one of my favorite professions, school bus drivers. If you drive bus for a living, and you should be right about now getting ready to take on a big load of kids, right? So if you drive bus for a living, you have to understand, and I'm sure you do, that the interaction that you have with your youthful charges on that school bus may very well be the only positive interaction that that kid that you've maybe taken a shine to, and I do mean that in the purest of ways, obviously, but you may very well be the only person in that young person's life who gives them more than the time of day, who gives them a smile. You might, and that's, I'll tell you something, that is a heavy responsibility, because you have the ability as a school bus driver to make or break some kid's day. And if you are the only person who's going to smile at that kid all day long, that's kind of a weighty responsibility. So school bus drivers, people who carry the mail, letter carriers, registered nurses, these are all people that are very high up on my list of, wow, where would we be without those people? And there's one more that I'll mention at this time, although there are many other professions for which I have a tremendous amount of respect, and that is agriculture. Agriculture and then agriculture. Have you ever heard on this program or David's program or BMAZ and Beamer, have you ever heard a farmer call in who was not fully aware of the importance they have in our lives? Because without farmers, we don't eat. And if we don't eat, bad things can happen. Oh, we might lose a few pounds, over which we happen to be happy. Long term, you got to eat. You got to get nutrition into the body. But in terms of people who work, geez, I want to say sun up to sun down. I'm trying to think of a profession that comes close to farming. And to be very honest with you, whether it is crops you're growing or whether it's a livestock operation or a dairy operation, I don't understand how you can ever take a vacation, because there's always something to do and it never ends. So these are some of the professions that I'm thinking of because they happen to be very, very close to my heart. And if you are in one of those professions where you are extremely fixed to a routine, hey, your animals, your livestock, they have no idea that we as human beings are messing with the clocks. They just know that things are a little bit off compared to what they used to be. I don't know how you farmers ever, you can't call in sick. What are you going to do? Call the cows and say, sorry, cows, can't take care of you today. That's not going to work out very well for you or for the cows. But when it comes to changing of the clocks, and I mentioned before the old saw about, well, in the spring, we spring forward, and in the fall, we fall back, and we gain an hour of sleep. Are you sick and tired of the changing of the clocks? Does it affect your life either in a positive or in a negative way? Because, and Tim Wenger is going to be laughing at me because he looks at me and he's going to shake his head because obviously we've been doing this for as long as we've been alive, but every fall and every spring, I give Tim the same old cow eyes and song and dance about, you know, Tim, I'm going to need about a week for my body to adjust to this new schedule, because I know what the clock says, but when you are a creature of habit, and most of us are, it takes a few days to kind of get into the swing of things, if you understand what I'm saying. And I'm kind of curious as to the changing of the clocks, the whole fall back, spring forward. How much does that interfere with your ability to be productive? Should we do away with all that nonsense? Hey, think about it this way. Twice a year, we have to think about our stoves and our microwaves, because a lot of the other things in our lives, they change automatically. The car clock changes automatically. Well, if it's a recent enough vehicle that you've got, microwave sometimes will change automatically. Your DV, I'm gonna mess this up, but if you have a DVR, that will typically change automatically. If you have a favorite show that you record, that typically will be done automatically. But quite frankly, it takes, and I'm curious where you are on this, because a lot of people like to complain about it. A lot of people like to bitch about it, but Could you do without the changing of the clocks in the fall and spring? And how long, and I don't know exactly to how many people I'm speaking when I bring up this topic, but to how for how long does it generally take for you to make the adjustment? Generally, for me, it's just a couple of days. And it's usually easier for me in the fall to gain the hour of sleep than it is in the springtime to lose, quote-unquote, the hour of sleep. But I can only speak for myself when it comes to stuff like that. Let me give you the phone number on WBEN. We have several phone numbers, actually. 803-0930. That is 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. And just to kind of put a bow on this at the end of it, those of you who are in those professions that, for whatever reason, I just have a very soft spot when I think about them, the letter carriers, the people involved in agriculture, the nurses, etc., does it take you a while to adjust to the new schedule? I don't know that did the Bills maybe forget to do anything on Saturday night? I mean, it was pretty it was a pretty ugly scenario. It's a pretty ugly situation yesterday. But how affected are you by the changing, not the changing of the guards, the Dylan song brought that up before, but by the changing of the clocks? And for me, I can only tell you that for whatever reason, And I was trying to think logically and rationally about what it was about this year that so far has made this a rather challenging endeavor. Not quite like climbing to the top of Mount Everest, but certainly noticeable. I think some of it has to do with the weather, because every now and again, it does happen, every now and again, we have beautiful weather, and we're also changing the clocks, and it really doesn't matter all that much. It's very easy to handle. Everybody is cool. You don't fall asleep at the most inopportune moments. Oh, speaking of falling asleep at the most inopportune moments, let me bring up a couple of things. Number one, a lot of people, and I was just doing a little bit of research on this last night, in between falling asleep, I guess. But no, I was doing a little bit of research on this last night. Do you have a magical way of putting yourself to sleep? And I don't mean, boy, that could be taken in so many ways. I don't mean for it to be taken. But what do you do when you're having one of those nights of insomnia? Sleep as a topic fascinates me. And you're saying, well, that's really good, Tom, because you're starting to put me as, don't go down that road. Does sleep, or have you developed a technique over the years that is almost a guaranteed, surefire way to put yourself to sleep? And everybody's got their home remedies, things they like to do at home to assist them in making the journey from, well, I'm wide awake and I can't fall asleep, to, well, I'm wide awake and I now need advice on how to get myself to sleep. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What's your little secret to putting yourself to sleep? And this is along the lines of, remember that show we did a few years ago about home remedies, for example? And this time of the year, there are two things that seem to be going on around us. Number one is, well, all right, it is dot, dot, dot. Who decided it had to be dot on dot, by the way? My. How exactly did that happen? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So just a couple of quick things just kind of get us started. And I'm always fascinated by how you are able to put yourself to sleep. How is it, like, what hidden secrets do you have that will almost always put you to sleep? And one of the things that I've discovered over the years, and by the way, I'm not talking drugs, I'm not talking chemicals or anything like that, but one of the things, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I guess that's why we do a call-in show, so I can find out how you feel about this. One of the things that will help me a lot in falling asleep is if I put a movie on where I know exactly what is going to be on the screen without needing to have my eyes open, and basically trying to follow along in the mind's eye with what's being shown on the screen and how the characters look during certain dialogue and things like that. What is your magic? What's your magic trick for putting yourself to sleep? What is your answer for making sure that you drift off into the world of slumber, totally unassailable by any negative energy or any negative thoughts at all? This sounded very Canadian, did it not? 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So one of the things that I would definitely do, and again, look, what am I not? There's a lot of things I'm not. Number one would be talented. Number two would be I'm not a doctor and I'm not a lawyer. But the reason I say put a movie on that you've seen before, maybe a million times, is you can get away with closing your eyes and you don't have to worry about missing out on anything. It really is pretty awesome how you can use your body as your ally to put yourself back to sleep or to sleep to begin with. 803-0930 is the landline number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And the other thing too, and this is something that is, it's the annual couples debate. And if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take a sip of my ginger ale. I'm on a ginger ale bender lately. I don't know if you've noticed this, but And I don't mean to give them free advertising, and I usually don't like it when people give the names of products, but in this case I will because I take sole responsibility for it. For me, it's Canada Dry. I don't know what there is about Canada Dry, but to me, it is like just a slice of heaven on earth. I'm just saying. 256 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We have so many places we're going to go today. But with the clocks being changed again, and it seems like we just talked about it in the spring. Oh, wait a minute. We did just talk about it in the spring. What exactly do you do? What exactly do you do that is your magic trick to putting yourself into sleep? I'm sorry. I just looked at a message from Tim Wenger. Tim Wenger just texted me. LOL, don't sleep during the show. I'm going to tell you something. I was mortified. Less than an hour ago, when I'm in the kitchen and I had a spoon in my hand. No, that didn't come out right at all for soup. And here Tom Puckett going into the news, and that moment of absolute terror, which I think we need to address. We've all had moments of absolute terror where you think to yourself, did I just totally sleep through work? Did you totally sleep through school? I think we could have some fun with this today, guys. I really do. And the best part about it is you get to hear what a dork I can be sometimes when the clocks change. And Tim Wenger, I apologize from the bottom of my heart for almost giving you cardiac arrest right before I was supposed to go on the air today. This is an example of, okay, I'm super embarrassed by something, so one way to get away from being super embarrassed is to have some fun with it. And then misery makes sport to mock itself, as Mr. Shakespeare once said all those years ago, which was also a song that was put out by Mr. George Harrison. So let's have a little bit of fun, shall we? Coming up, your body clock's a little off, mine's a little off, and don't worry, Tim, I'm not going to fall asleep during the show today. I think we all remember what happened in March when it sounded like I was falling asleep during the show, and I never want to revisit that particular moment.